In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and unto the ages of all ages, amen. Make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to himself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. The Pantocrator, the Lord our God. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. We ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of the enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us, and from your people, and from this holy place. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times, and to the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to your multitude of your compassions. Blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings, and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sin my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humbled bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation. I shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. A broken and humbled heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia. Blessed prayer of retiring, we offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins. From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. Psalm 130. Altogether. O Lord, my heart was not exalted, neither have my eyes been haughtily raised, neither have I walked in great matters, nor in wonders greater than me. If I have not humbled myself, but raised my soul as a weaned child with his mother, so is the recompense upon my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord from now and forever. Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Luke altogether. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now I am your willing servant, depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to God forever. Amen. The concluding prayer of every hour, altogether. Have mercy on us, O God, and have mercy on us, who at all times and at every hour in heaven and on earth is worshipped and glorified. Christ our God, the good, the long-suffering, the abundant in mercy, and the great in compassion, who loves the righteous and has mercy on the sinners of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather that he returns and lives, who calls all to salvation for the promise of the good things to come. Lord, receive from us our prayers in this hour and every hour. Ease our life and guide us to fulfill your commandments. Sanctify our spirits, cleanse our bodies, conduct our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our diseases, forgive us our sins. Deliver us from every evil, grief, and distress of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that by their camp we may be guarded and guided, and attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory. For you are blessed forever. Amen. Make us ready to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.